Hey, this is Marcus Lemonis. I run a multi-billion dollar company and host one of the most successful business shows on TV, where I use my own money to help small businesses succeed. On my podcast, we're going to talk to entrepreneurs who have great, inspiring, and sometimes unusual stories. We're also going to talk to celebrities who have launched successful ventures of their own. From them, we're going to get inspiration and inside stories of their business success. Look, you never know who's going to show up or what you're going to hear. This is 100%. Imagine that you're the top in your field. Maybe you're a baker, an educator, or a tech guru. You name it. Everyone admires you and applauds you for it.
You like me right now. You like me.
They're cheering. Oh my gosh, you're amazing. And you're defined by your success, but you got to do it at the highest level. Then all of a sudden, life throws you a curveball. And everything you know is gone. What do you praise for now? Can't do it anymore. Today, you're going to meet an entrepreneur whose entire life had been defined by his athletic achievements, his sense of self centered on being a two-time Olympic athlete. There's only a few people in the world that could say that. Then an injury took him out of competition completely. He was forced to pivot. That's when he discovered how much he had offered to the world. Today, we're going to meet him and his most important mentor, his coach. As a team, they took to what they know about sports and biology and invented a product that solves a problem for countless other athletes. It's a new chewing gum with three key ingredients that help solve a problem for runners, other athletes, or anybody that might need a boost of energy. It's called Run Gum. And when they created it, it taught these entrepreneurs about teamwork, flexibility, and the ability to do one thing that matters more to me than anything else: reinvent yourself. I'm joined by two-time Olympic athlete Nick Simmons and his coach, mentor, and business partner, Sam Lepre. Nick and Sam, thanks for joining me.
It's our pleasure.
What is the name of the business you have today?
It's called Run Gum.
Run, R-U-N, Gum, G-U-M. Tell me about the name of the company, the product, and why in the heck you thought this was going to be a good idea.
I'll go all the way back, you know, to, 2012. You make an Olympic team, and so many companies want to send you product, right? I mean, it's really almost overwhelming. Everybody wants to be associated with the Olympic movement. And I was getting all these energy drinks sent to me, and I just fell in love with them. Caffeine's a wonderful molecule if you use it functionally in sports specifically. One energy drink, I won't name it by name, but caffeine, towering B vitamins. I would drink this energy drink and I would just feel phenomenal. From a cognitive standpoint, from an alertness standpoint, energy, I feel great, but my stomach would be in knots. I knew that there had to be a better way, right? I wanted energy. I wasn't thirsty. So why am I drinking this big can of energy drink?
What was the light bulb moment for you?
We looked at all of these different delivery methods. And I think the light bulb moment for me was when I saw a commercial for Nicorette. And I was like, oh my gosh, functional chewing gum. It's just, it makes so much sense. It's so easy to manufacture. It's portable. I'm like, if we can figure out how to put this energy blend into a piece of gum, I will have something in my gym bag that no other athlete will have. And if that equates to 1/10 of a second, often is the difference between winning and losing the men's 800. I wasn't at the time thinking of something we could go to market with. And so I create this product for myself so I can have a leg up on my competition. And I think Sam saw this, and we called it just energy gum.
You kind of breezed right over the part where you said you were an Olympic athlete. Can you share that story with us? What did you run?
I was a half miler and miler, but I was able to step up for cross country as well. So that made me attractive to some coaches. Not enough to be recruited heavily from D1 schools, but Coach Sam saw something in me. And looking back, the best thing I got out of college was this relationship with Coach Sam. He's been my mentor and my best friend, my confidant for 20 years now.
Sam, is that how you saw it?
In Nick's case, it didn't take us long to realize we had a talented athlete that was way past the level we were competing at. So we immediately put a plan together to make sure he was competing against the world's best. And we had a great time 4 years in college, and he was a 7-time national champion. Just exciting stuff. So many times we run into athletes that have no idea what their potential is. And Nick, after he had won two national titles his freshman year, he told the head coach, he said, look, I don't think I'm going to come out for track next year. He goes, I've done everything I want to do and won two titles. I'm like, what? And sure enough, he didn't come out. He was not coming out. So I tracked him down at his fraternity and said, you have to see this through at least one Olympic cycle. You're just as talented or more talented.
Nick, what Olympics were you in? Which did you participate in?
First team I made at the age of 24 was Beijing. And then 4 years later, I made the London Olympics for Team USA, where I finished fifth in the Olympic final there.
Did you ever dream that you would go to the Olympics, honestly?
No, I mean, I'm a short, stocky kid from Idaho who grew up on a farm. Even after winning two NCAA titles, I still didn't think that I would ever become an Olympian.
And so after being in the Olympics twice, what happened to you that caused you to pivot?
The average age for my event is about 24, and at this time I'm 30, and I kind of knew the writing was on the wall, and I just knew that the wonderful lottery ticket that had been these legs was, you know, about to expire. And Sam had kind of coached me, not just on the track, but off the track about, hey, we need to have an exit strategy. And so at the age of 30, we had these ideas, but we didn't have the time or energy. And I actually got an avulsion fracture in my knee in the 2014 season that ended up preventing me from running even a step.
Wow. I can only imagine how hard that must have been for you. That had been your passion and your identity for your entire adult life. That's hard. And I think about that same thing even applying to myself. Like, it's a big pivot. Like, you're a runner, an Olympic runner. And then all of a sudden you're not, and you have to reinvent yourself.
Yeah, and I was ranked number 2 in the world, so it was just a catastrophic moment. I actually sunk into a really deep, dark depression, and Coach Sam said, we've got to pivot. We've got to spin this on its head. Think about all the time you have right now. Time's been the one thing you haven't had for the last 18 years, and now we have all the time in the world to finally bring the product to market that we've been dreaming and to create the company that we wanted to create. You know, Sam saved me a lot of times in my life, but that was really probably the darkest moment for me. And to have him lift me up and turn a really bad situation into an incredible situation. I go back to 2014 as a really incredibly important moment in both of our lives.
Coach Sam.
Yep.
Take me to the point where you interacted with Nick at his lowest point, and just give us a brief description on a phone call or a meeting in person where he's at his lowest point. And what sort of earth-shaking moment did you have with him that has caused him to pivot or gave him the freedom to pivot?
It was 2014. He was at an all-time low. He had already called his mom and said he's retiring. He had already called his agent and said he was retiring. And he came to me last because he knew Coach Sam was going to put the spin on it. And I said, look, Nick, first, you can retire to your mom, you can retire to your agent, but let's not tell anybody else. So let's work on rehabbing. But then let's put the focus on creating this business opportunity that he'd been talking about for a couple of years.
Nick, is it true that you went to your coach last for that reason?
I think Sam's believed in me more than I've ever believed in myself, you know, from day one. So I knew that Sam was ultimately going to be the guy that wasn't ready to throw in the towel. He's not going to wallow around in misery. He's not a shoulder to cry on. I mean, he could be, but he's really the guy you go to when you need to form a plan. That's the way he views the world, is let's solve problems. And so I wasn't ready to solve the problem yet, but I think subconsciously I needed his guidance.
I think a lot of people underestimate the power that our high school and college teachers and coaches have on our lives for the long term. How is it similar? And what tactics do you use in managing your team that business owners can use in managing their employees?
You know, the three things that jump out to me is hope, encouragement, and enthusiasm. And every day you need to come in and check the temperature.
Explain the product to me. How big is it? How many come in a pack? And what does it do for you?
We have our proprietary energy blend mixed in with powdered gum base, and it's pressed on a tablet press. So if you're familiar with Noon, if you're familiar with Airborne, very similar looking tablet, maybe a little smaller than both of them.
It looks like a small Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Right. And what we were able to do is provide a really homogeneous mix of artificial flavoring, sweeteners, stimulants, gum base. So when you bite into it, it tastes great.
Guys, where can I buy Run Gum today? And how many flavors are there?
We have about 6 flavors, and you can find it nationwide in Target, Walmart, Amazon, RunGum.com. But it started just 2 flavors, mint and fruit. And I loved the mint, and Sam loved the fruit. And for about 6 weeks, we just argued back and forth about which flavor we should launch. And of course, finally, we just brought both out to market.
And where would I see it, at Target and in Walmart? Where do they put it in terms of category?
So the lowest hanging fruit for us was sporting goods. Both those mass channels were looking to add single serving sports nutrition into the sporting goods aisle. So that's where you'll currently find us merchandised. But we have been pitching for pharmacy and point of sale as well.
Very fascinating. And total revenue, are you guys able to share that?
We don't run around, you know, screaming it from the rooftops, but lifetime sales, we've topped several million, but 2 million in 2019.
Wow. And what are the biggest challenges that you guys have today that you're dealing with?
A global pandemic. It's been a real roller coaster year for us, but we were an extremely fast growing CPG company.
That's consumer packaged goods.
Yes. In 2018, we did 730,000. 2019, we do 2 million. So we nearly triple revenue, which in consumer packaged goods to scale a company, which is just insane.
Huge.
Yeah, it's not easy to do.
No.
And the only way you can keep up with that kind of growth is to raise cash. So we raised money. We raised about $1.8 million. And I was fielding calls left and right back in January and February with huge offers and huge valuations. And then, you know, the shutdown and all of the VC calls and money seem to just disappear. So as a company that's burning through cash to keep up with that growth, that was really hard between the layoffs, the pivoting, the restructuring. We're still dealing with that today.
How much of your business is direct to consumer?
Say probably 50-50. And it's gone up and down throughout the years. We started as a direct to consumer company and only added in the wholesale side much, much later.
And did your direct-to-consumer business get hit during the pandemic?
No, it thrived. And it's actually why we pivoted away from prospecting for brick and mortar to going back to our roots, which is DTC.
I like to preach the importance of respecting your money. And a good way to do that is to make sure you're investing it wisely and strategically. In order to do that today, you really want to diversify your portfolio. Something I would recommend getting into is private real estate. And Fundrise is the online platform making private real estate investment easy and accessible to you. Their site is really user-friendly, so anyone can go right on and get started by browsing tons of portfolios in a matter of minutes. Look, whether you're looking for added cash flow or long-term appreciation, they can help you meet your current goals. And once you're invested with Fundrise, it's easy to track your online portfolio and watch dynamic updates on properties across the country. See for yourself how 150,000 investors have built a better portfolio with private real estate. It takes just a few minutes to get started. Go to fundrise.com/Marcus today. That's FUNDRISE.com/Marcus. Fundrise.com/Marcus. Those of you that know me know that I enjoy being a jack of all trades, but it's important to know when to ask others for help. So much of what I do in business revolves around collaboration. So I know the importance of working with the right people. That's why I recommend using Fiverr to connect you to experienced freelancers with tons of different skills that can help you. Fiverr's global network of freelance talent can get you that extra support for things that might be slightly out of your wheelhouse, like graphic design, video editing, social media, and much, much more. You can filter your search by service, price, or deadline, and then read through user reviews to ensure that you're choosing someone trustworthy with your project, and you know what you're paying for up front. Find a freelancer with specific skills you need for your next project. Check out Fiverr.com and receive 10% off your first order by using my code, Marcus. Find all the digital services you need in one place at Fiverr.com, code Marcus. Again, that's Fiverr.com, code Marcus. Here's what I'll tell you from an outsider looking in. I did try the product. I expected it to be chalky. And it wasn't. And I was also surprised that it wasn't something where the flavor dissipated really quickly. And if you look at other gums, the fun gums that we used to chew as kids, like Quench, that we only got them because they were sour, but they had zero value for us other than the sugar. I was really surprised how you guys engineered both the flavor and the texture. And I also love the portion control that you provided for me. Normally they come in a bottle or something else. And it really showed me that you thought about all the things along the way of how a professional athlete, world-class Olympic athlete, would actually use it. How much of the way that you trained and the way that you coached Sam went into how you actually developed the product, developed the packaging, created all those things?
Right out the gate, Nick said, hey, coach, one of the things that bothers me the most is dosage and knowing how much caffeine, how much vitamin B's I'm getting. He would rely on an energy drink or coffee, and you really don't know what you're getting, but you need to know that information, especially when you're in the world championship. And so Nick hit it off. He said, look, we're gonna sell it in dosage, and people are gonna know exactly. When you chew that piece of gum, you're getting 50 milligrams of caffeine, you're getting all your vitamin B's for the day, and you're getting the taurine. This way, we have a pretty close measurement of how much caffeine you're getting and can rely on.
One of the things that I wanna challenge you guys on as a business person and as a non-runner is that I don't like that the product pigeonholes you into running. Let me elaborate a little bit more. If I'm not a runner or I'm not an athlete, I don't see the product as something that necessarily applies to me. And I started asking myself questions. I started thinking about why I wouldn't want my salespeople to have it that work 12 or 14 hour days at shows. Why I wouldn't want my transport drivers that are delivering products halfway across the country to have it. Why I wouldn't want my crew to have it when we're filming The Profit. If it's responsible dosage, which it is, and it's responsible packaging, is there a way to create a side-by-side brand that doesn't feel so athletic, but it feels more lifestyle in terms of the energy using the same science and the same knowledge?
We need to be able to sell this to our community, which is runners, from runners, for runners, by runners. But we need to be able to pivot that brand at some point, because I said specifically, I do not want to pigeonhole us as run endemic brand. Pitch it as Run Gum for runners, but at some point your marketing, your branding, your tagging, it's all going to be about run as this word that means motion. You're running errands or you're running into a meeting. So it's Run Gum that keeps your engine running, keeps you running throughout the day. And I guess my question for you, is it worth continuing trying to pivot that brand or just come up with a sister brand and go at it that way?
Well, I think your explanation changed my perspective. Had you not given me the answer that you'd given me, I may have said, create a sister brand. But when I looked at your website and I did a little bit of research on how the brand is presented, it does a really nice job of isolating you and your experience and the things that happened that led you to this point. I think what it needs, if you're gonna stick with Run Gum and all the things that you listed there, because running to a meeting, running to whatever, trying to run your business, trying to do whatever it may be, it's motion. And I wouldn't even mind, with your permission, buying a certain amount wholesale from you and testing this in the marketplace by giving it to people and doing some focus group testing of actual users and finding teachers, firefighters, police officers, moms who are trying to deal with their kids and deal with crazy ass husbands like me and run their business and keep their house in order. And so it really applies, but I would love to find that audience. Any thoughts around that, Coach?
Hey, acquiring information allows you to make better decisions, and that's spot on for us.
I've invited on somebody that I think understands branding and pivoting and marketing and building a brand that has brand extensions, in my opinion, better than anybody else that I've ever seen do this, and that is Jillian Michaels. She is here to sort of help give us some advice on how to reframe ourselves. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
You're on with a company called Run Gum. And they're both a little bit of show off. So you and I are going to feel a little insignificant because Nick was a 2-time Olympian. And Sam, who's his coach, not only has been a business owner, but has been a mentor for Nick for many, many years. They're very successful. So I want them to tell you a little bit about their business. And I want you to be as direct as you always are.
Fantastic. I'm ready. Hit me.
Well, it's an honor, Jillian. I believe that fitness is the glue that holds my entire life together. I've worked out almost every day since I was 6, maybe twice a day. So we share that passion for fitness in common. And I love being in this industry. I love the supplement market. I think we have a supplement that's better for people, right? We're replacing coffee or energy drinks with a sugar-free, calorie-free alternative that gives them that same boost in energy. Chewing gum with caffeine, taurine, and B vitamins. And the advantage of using gum, other than just being highly portable, it has faster absorption time, right? So if you drink an energy drink or coffee, you're sitting around for 30 to 45 minutes waiting for your body to absorb it. But through sublingual absorption, you absorb it much, much faster.
Interesting. I like that. Quick, clean energy.
More convenient, more affordable. What's not to like?
Okay, so we're selling a pre-workout essentially, right?
That's how we market it. But I think the majority of Run Gum is probably being used by students pulling all-nighters and truck drivers and moms running their kids around town. But we are, at our core, a supplement company, a pre-workout company.
Hold on a second. You said that the majority of people that are using it may be X, Y, and Z. You don't have any empirical data to support that, do you?
Just what we've got from our DTC customers telling us how they use it.
Okay.
My first question is, for me, with anything I put in the world, I make a sexy promise. When you say sugar-free, I tend to think like, okay, what's in there?
You got sorbitol and xylitol as your sweeteners.
So no sucralose, no aspartame.
We do have some sucralose, but you're going to find that in every single chewing gum, right? So the challenge with gum is that you don't want to use sugar because that will erode your enamel. So you're going to have to use artificial sweeteners.
I mean, look, this is tough because then right away, when you've got things like sucralose in there, there's a certain market you're going to alienate. I would avoid it because I wouldn't want the artificial sweetener. Now, I don't think they're the majority because we all know what a massive market Red Bull has. So then the conversation becomes, okay, we're going after the Red Bull customer. And then does the branding support that? Does the aesthetic of the product support that? Do your ads support that? And then how are you saying, like, all these guys, here's why they suck and here's why we're better. I can tell you what I love right now. I love your credentials. You have a degree in biology. You actually have base this in science.
You're an Olympic athlete.
You're an athlete. That gives it some significant credibility, in my opinion. So I'm not like, all right, you're just some scam artist with a fly-by-night product in an Instagram ad.
Can you change the ingredient that Jillian has a problem with? Is there any way to research that or find out, Nick?
Of course, I've heard this from day one. Why can't you make it natural?
Yeah.
You're chasing like 5% of the market to
not
do
even that.
That
much.
Okay.
Less than that. Let me ask you this. Which has a higher value to you, taste or ingredients? Because for the average consumer, those responses that we've got, it has to taste good. And if you want it to taste good, you have to have artificial sweeteners. Now, you can play around with it and try to use monk fruit extract and stevia or whatever you want. But if you want it to taste good, and that's why Red Bull, Coke, Diet Coke, you know, every single mainstream product uses these ingredients.
But, I mean, you got what, a couple of grams of it? I mean, I would rather put a sugar cube and do in my coffee before I would put a packet of sucralose.
I'm gonna tell your dentist. He's not gonna be happy.
Brush your teeth. But even more to the point, my teeth are perfect.
Yeah, they are perfect. Right? I have a wonderful smile.
Nick and Sam, I would like to make a $25,000 wager with you.
I'm a gambling man. Let's hear it.
There's a company in Orange County that I use for my Nitro coffee and tea company that we co-pack down in Orange County. And it's called Nature's Flavors. And he has been able to replicate a sweetener that is better than monk fruit, because monk fruit has a little bit of a funky aftertaste to it, and it does not have any unnatural ingredients at all. And I would love to just challenge meeting with them. And if I'm wrong and they can't make the thing taste similar or better, I will write you a $25,000 check. I feel that strongly about it, because what I hear Jillian saying is, what if it could taste the same? What if you couldn't tell the difference? And we went through a blind taste test with you and a big focus group.
We're 95% of the way there. And if you can get us that last 5%, I mean, that could be the difference between a good business and a great business. I think when you're a startup, the enemy of good is great. And we have been chasing our tail in 100 different ways. And we found that chasing our tail on formulation to appeal to the last 5% of the market wasn't as an effective use of our time and our cash as going and chasing Target or Walmart accounts. You know, you've got to crawl before you walk. You got to walk before you run. But if Marcus Lemonis is going to come in and slam dunk that for us, we'll take it.
I like to say that businesses are based on relationships, and relationships, of course, are based on people. People are so key to a business's success. So you want to make sure you build a team that you can trust. Indeed.com is the site that makes the search for the perfect candidates incredibly simple by letting you do it all on their site, from posting the job all the way through the hiring. For businesses big or small, Indeed is a place to go to for your new hires. It's the number one source in the U.S. and delivers 4 times more hires than any other job sites combined. They've got great tools that help you speed up, and simplify the process. So if you want to find the right people, it's time you join the 3 million businesses and counting that are already using Indeed. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Marcus. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/Marcus. Indeed.com/Marcus. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
You know what? I haven't even gotten to the caffeine part of our conversation yet, right? Because how much caffeine? What are you saying about that caffeine? How much caffeine is good? How are you talking about the health benefits of caffeine? What if I'm one of those people who thinks caffeine is bad? How are you going to tell me that's not the case? And how much caffeine are you delivering?
We wanted to give them the perfect dose. Each piece contains 50 milligrams of caffeine. Now you say, well, why 50 milligrams? One piece is equivalent to about a cola or a cup of tea, and two pieces, 100 milligrams, one packet. That's what the FDA declares as, you know, a standard dose for humans.
I want you to tell me why it's better for performance. If I'm the athlete and you're saying the ideal dose of caffeine is taken at this time before it hits your body in this way and you want this much. Like, I don't want to hear the FDA says so. I want to know why you say so and the scientists say so.
Yeah,
you have those credentials to tell me that.
If I drink a cup of coffee, it's going to be anywhere from 50 milligrams, maybe 150 milligrams, depending on how it's roasted, how it's brewed. That is not an option for me, okay? I need to know it to the milligram.
I like this a lot, okay.
So Nick, we're gonna wrap up here, but I wanna do two things with you and Sam. Number one, I wanna connect you to Nature's Flavors just to explore the ideas. Is there a way to make it better and satisfy what Jillian's asking for? I think we, as a responsible person, has to do that. The second thing is I wanna understand what your funnel marketing strategy is today. And I really wanna dig into that because as an Olympian and a biochemist, you are so convincing and so credible. I'm gonna listen. The takeaway here is, how do we deliver the messaging? I think the audience for this is so much bigger that we just got to get more aggressive with it without alienating people. So I'm going to get you my email. We are going to be connected and we want to figure out how to do this. What I'd like to do is wrap up and see if Jillian has any last comments or advice for you and you have any questions for her.
My last comment is when you're telling me about the brand story, I'm the person that wants excellence in every area of my life and demands it from every product I take. This is what I take to make me that much better than the world-class competition. That to me is sexy. I'm sold.
Nick, thank you so much for being a risk taker and for being a role model in a lot of different areas. But the real credit here is you, Coach. And it's people like you, coaches like you, who have saved a lot of lives, inspired a lot of people. And Coach Sam, without you, I don't know what the world would look like. So from me and from everybody else, and I think I speak for Jillian and for Nick, we are all eternally grateful for our coaches, our mentors in our life who get us to that next level. And I'm super grateful for that.
Well, thank you.
So that's nice great. To meet you guys. I can't wait to try the gum.
But not until it's natural.
Yeah, get me that. Get me that and I'm a lifelong customer.
Thank you so much, Nick and Sam. You guys are really doing a heck of a job and we're super proud of you.
Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Jillian, one of the things that I truly love about you is your commitment to helping people physically, mentally, and emotionally. And, you know, I've been struggling, as all of us have. I'm trying to work out in different ways, swim more, bike more, hike more, do things that are outside. And I got wind of this new app that you're creating that's providing alternatives for people. So can you tell me a little bit about this app and how I can download it?
You're super sweet, Marcus. It essentially is an at-home training app, and it has everything from yoga to kickboxing.
What's it called?
Right now, it's just The Fitness App by Jillian Michaels. It's available, obviously, Google. It's installed on your Samsung TV, Apple iTunes Store, anywhere you get apps, basically. And the whole idea is to wrap people's fitness around their needs, their goals, their current fitness level, their food preferences. So we have literally hundreds of recipes created by registered dietitians. The whole idea is that it wraps around the individual with what equipment they have or don't have, the type of fitness they like, their fitness goals, and what their fitness level is, so that it helps to ensure success by making it, honestly, more palatable for them and getting them the results so they stay motivated.
What's happening in your life these days?
I feel pretty fortunate. 2020 has been crazy, but you know, I'm lucky. My family's healthy. My, you know, certain aspects of my business are going well.
What's the number one thing you think people are scared of right now?
Honestly, it's either COVID or it's the state of our democracy. So you just have to tell them, like, focus on what you can focus on, focus on self-care, you know, be that change that you want to see in the world.
People are joking, but not joking, about COVID-19. And I remember when we all went to college and we talked about the freshman 15, and people are saying they put on the COVID-19, not COVID-19, the pandemic, but the 19 pounds they put on during COVID. Is obesity in this country still a problem? And is it getting worse or better? And how can we fix it?
It's a huge problem. I mean, look at the statistics. 7 in 10 Americans are obese and on medication for obesity-related diseases. The number one cause of bankruptcy in America is an obesity-related health condition. We lose roughly 40,000 people a month to obesity. And we're at a place where you can't even say that anymore. Our culture is becoming so sensitive that you literally are not allowed to say that we aren't healthy at any size. Now, equally valuable, yes. Equally beautiful, of course. Equally healthy, no. And with something like COVID, it's evidenced more than ever. We know that obesity is one of the top contributing factors to the duration and the severity of your case. It's not getting better. And in fact, with us being incapable of talking about this issue now, because we're afraid to hurt people's feelings, it's only going to get worse. And that's what scares me, is that we're afraid to tell the truth. We're denying scientific fact because it's unpopular, which is scary to me.
It's scary. And that's the one thing that I love most about you, that you're willing to say the things that no one else is willing to say. I have 5 questions before we leave. They're called the Fast 5.
Okay.
What's the laziest thing you do?
Watch Netflix.
You have a favorite show?
I love Ozarks, waiting for that to come back. Love Yellowstone, waiting for that to come back.
What is the most fattening thing you eat?
Red wine. I don't drink a ton.
No cookies?
I stopped eating actual, like, sugar, like brownies, cakes, desserts, about 3 years ago. I gave it up for January and then just never looked back. So wine is my indulgence.
Where have you had to display your strength as an individual the most?
Parenting. Oh my goodness. You know, you're given this tiny little human that you're supposed to program. And as cheesy it sounds, there is no manual. And then you see mistakes you made and you're playing out mistakes that your parents made. And it really forces you to evolve as a person. And my kids make me a better person every day. But yeah, wow, it's a tough job.
What's your favorite way to exercise?
So I actually started jumping rope and I kind of love it. So that's my new thing, fitness-wise.
What did the contestants on The Biggest Loser teach you?
Wow, how truly resilient the human body and the human spirit is.
And because of that, that's why America loves you. I would encourage you to continue to beat on all of us in a good way. Motivate us, push us, challenge us. Don't let us off the hook, just like you didn't let Nick off the hook. I love you to death, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope to talk to you soon as well. Have a great one.
Take care, Jill. Bye. You know, fitness for me has always been a part of my life. I take myself back to the summer of 1990, gosh, call it 91, I think, where I was really struggling and I was at a low point. And I really learned that fitness is just not motivating your body. It also motivates your mind. And when I meet business owners or I meet team members of mine, I really strongly encourage them to make fitness a part of their life, because it's the one moment in time where you can clear your mind. You can't think about anything else. And I think as we try to work on building our confidence as business owners with challenges and customers and all those things, it builds up our stamina. As we move forward into the next year, each and every one of us has an opportunity to be in full control of who we are as a person, what our physical condition is. As Jillian said, it's not about what we look like, but about how healthy we are. I don't care what size you are, and I don't care what food you eat, but I do care that you love your body as much as we love you. Thanks for joining us today. My name is Marcus Lemonis, and this is 100%. This podcast is hosted and executive produced by me, Marcus Lemonis. It's executive produced by Nancy Glass and James Balazs. produced by Joanne Cosro and Andrea D'Ambrosio. Other members of the production team include Andrea Gunning, Ben Fetterman, Lindsay Livingston, Carrie Hartman, Elena Karmazin, Thomas McClellan, Madeline Cole, Samantha Jacobson, and Brittany Vuzo. Edited by Matt Delvecchio and Blake Maples. And the sound mixing's done by Dave Saya. A special shout out to Gotham Studios in New York City, Elliot Lanham at Hidden City Studios, BAM Studios in Chicago, and Mibe Music.